Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know if it's more difficult than the NBA, but like there are just random-ass performances in baseball. Like It just doesn't even make sense. Like, for example, there was one game where I bet on the Padres money line, okay? Padres got my man Tatis and Machado, Man, they got Will Myers and Gresham. They got some hitters.
Look at this guy. They got some bats, dog.
And they're playing like
there you go.
They were playing the Marlins. I don't even think it was the Marlins. It might have been the Marlins. But like whoever they were playing that day was just thoroughly mediocre. 14 games under 500 or something like that, right?
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
And
when you play that many,
the Marlins came out and just crushed them.
Right.
And I'm like, this makes no sense to me. This makes no sense. So baseball, I think you're open to a little bit more variance than you maybe you would be in basketball. Basketball is just, you know, there's so many runs and you got foul trouble and you got, you know, this, that, the other. So that's what you got to kind of watch out for in basketball. I do like watching baseball when I got money on that thing, though. I will tell you.
You do have some nights, though, in the NBA where the Kings come out of nowhere and
roll
you. Oh,
that's true. Yes, it does happen. When you have so many games, it becomes more
unpredictable. It's the 162. It's the games.
And the same thing with NBA. When you got 82 of them, That's why the NFL is so easy to bet to me, because every game carries the same amount of significance. Every game is like a miniature playoff game in a way, you know? I mean, there are going to be games where the Falcons, who have nothing to play for, beat the Raiders, who are in the playoff hunt, by 40 points. That doesn't make any sense, but it happens.
Now,
but
you're betting money. You're not doing any prop stuff yet, baseball-wise.
Oh, no,
like
no,
money
no.
line stuff. That
does no run first
that,
inning count?
I was thinking more along the line of player props, yeah.
No, I don't.
You're doing a little no-run boosts.
The only players I know are the ones who play for the Padres. All right, bud? That's it. Tatis,
you got a team of the future.
Machado,
you don't have the team of right now. That's the
but is, if I become a Padres fan, and is that too bandwagon?
Yes, yes.
I think Brad's
it's
right.
It's the team du jour right now.
Oh. I think Brad's right.
No, it's the team du jour. That's the sexy team to pick.
Would that be like rooting for the Miami Heat when LeBron joins?
It's the exact same thing.
No,
it'd be like going to the Dodgers. The Dodgers and the Padres both fall into that. So do the Mets right now because they got half the Cubs team on their roster.
Rooting for the Heat when LeBron joined is rooting for the Dodgers because now they've added Scherzer and Nate Turner. That's jumping.
They're
on
close
there
though,
with
but you got that star third baseman and Tatis. Like
Tatis is freaking unbelievable.
I told you, he's
a great player.
But not only is, I mean, I know he makes a lot of errors because he goes for like the flashy play.
Look at you, for God's sake. This is
where this coming from? This has been a month of study.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah.
A month of MLB study.
What just happened?
I don't know.
When I put my mind to something, I can become an expert very quickly, man. Mm-hmm. At least on the Padres.
While holding the baby, of course. You know, he's putting the time in as well, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I had to put her down. I'm like, yo, Tatis is at bat.
I gotta put 10 on this.
Let's just see what's gonna happen. But he made like some play. I don't remember who they were playing. It was in July. This dude probably jumped 12 feet in the air on a fly, like a line drive.
He's a sick athlete.
I'm like, bro, why do we not talk more about Tatis? I mean, I hear more about this Mike Trout dude than I do about Tatis. That's the inherent problem with baseball. You know, it's like y'all do a very poor job of marketing your stars.
Well, Trout is a star.
But he ain't doing what Tatis does. Tatis will, man, he'll bang that thing 500 feet and then do a backflip catching the ball.
That's my thing. He adds the pizzazz to it.
And he's like 23 years old. I know. I'm like arriving to the party at 11:55.
But to this point, John, he adds an excitement to it that for a person that's not a fan or a fringe fan is something that draws you in. Frankly, baseball needs it. They need to stop doing
absolutely.
This whole
oh, we're the, you know, we're America's pastime and we do things the right
way.
We don't have fun, basically.
Yeah.
Stop.
And stop it.
Because that's not what draws you in now. And listen how giddy this dude is after a month of betting on MLB. Now he's all in because of Tatis and the bat flips.
Yeah.
Let it happen. And then, what's the point? Have a little fun. Baseball's been missing the
fun. I bet one game, Cubs, Cardinals, bet no run first inning because none of y'all got bats. And that cash, there was no question
really
about that.
We don't have bats now. We traded them all.
You know, like the Redbirds, I know we never talk about the Redbirds and because we have a major league team here and we have the Tigers. But, like, the Redbirds have been slick bringing major leaguers in and, like, having all these rehab assignments.
Your man, Flaherty,
like, Flaherty was here. Like, he's pitched two games now for the Redbirds.
They've won, like, what, 46 games in a row?
No, they won, like, 15. No, they won two in a row and then they lost last
snap.
One, so.
I know, but
Gwinnett got them.
I mean, I will say, like, I respect what the Redbirds do. It's not easy to do what they do.
Very difficult.
It would be a lot easier if they had, like, if I could tell, like, let's just fast forward 8 years from now, right? And I could tell my daughter, hey, you know, the next stud is going to be at AutoZone Park tonight. You know, we got to go see him.
Right.
That is actually, like, a real reason to go to the Redbirds game. And they just haven't had as many of those opportunities.
That's exactly right.
You know, in the last few years.
Well, Brad, and tell Brad to clean up his farm system, make it a little stronger. You get some of those.
Yeah, do y'all not rock? Are y'all like the Titans?
Actually, it's true. Well, we're hawking them. We're like trading their ass because that's why we got all these other dudes. We do have this Liberatore. He's really good. They already brought Woodford up, and you talk about gambling. I saw Woodford play here, so I'm like, I'm going to gamble on him because they just did a trade, and they were favored by a run against Minnesota. Baseball is impossible to gamble on, and they got destroyed. Like, I would say basketball is much easier.
Because the money line has usually got so much VIG, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then, like,
the hell is that VIG?
Juice, right?
It's juice.
Like, y'all really getting ahead of me now.
Well, it's like when you bet money line, they might say, like, minus 175, right? Yeah. So you got to bet 175 to win 100. Or in some cases, it might be minus 250. Minus, that's the VIG.
Man said VIG. The VIG.
This man, you can tell he's addicted.
I am addicted.
You're addicted now?
He's addicted.
I need.
He's a degenerate.
I mean, he's betting on baseball.
I'm telling you.
He doesn't even know a damn thing about it. He had to go learn
John,
to go bet.
Here's a mirror.
You're not excited about baseball. You're excited about betting on baseball. Let's be clear on this.
Big difference.
That's a good thing for baseball. At least he's watching.
Yeah.
The last bet I made, let's see. When was it?
You just be careful.
Yeah, be careful.
Oh, my God.
Especially betting anything cards.
Maybe a $2
bet. I think I am addicted. I bet on the TBT.
Oh, no. You are a degenerate.
Fine. Lord, we have lost them.
Oh, my Lord.
I did make
a
killing.
What are you doing?
Did you talk about the killing I made on the draft?
Did you bet on the draft,
why
too?
Why are you going to sit up here and talk about you and make the killing you made on draft? We had picks to talk about.
I did live bets.
This dude had, like, what did we talk about on the show?
What? Dude, I made live bets on the draft. I was, like, guessing who the next pick would be, and I hit, like, five.
John had some agent. Woj or Shams was telling him everything.
I hit Trey Murphy going to the Pelicans. That paid plus 115. I hit Keon Johnson going 21st. That paid plus 650. I had Usman Garuba going to the Rockets. That paid plus 600. And then I had Jaden Springer going to the 76ers. That paid plus 275.
Dude, are a degenerate.
I was absolutely killing it. I had Moses going 14th. Dude, Zaire going under 18.5. Killed it on draft. Anyway, this is not an intervention.
You should do your own show.
On gambling on the draft.
Show. Yeah, draft or what? Baseball, whatever.
Yeah, like. My show would be called Fernando Tatis Jr. Hour.
You're gonna take Jeffrey's title as the degenerate gambler around here. You're seeking that title. It feels like you're coming for it.
If the shoe fits, brother, you know, if I'm betting.
Watch out, Jeffrey Wright.
By the way, that can yield dividends working in this company now, by the way. More to come. More to come on that subject.
Well,
but,
I'll be honest.
That yields jobs now.
I'll be honest, Brad. Truth. I'm going to need it.
I may need to get you another job.
I'm going to need it because if I keep losing money, Riley's going to have to go to Southwest.
Man, I'm going to be betting on Redbirds.
Anyway.
Don't do it.
Speaking of money.
Call Tennessee Redline, by the way, if you have an addiction problem.
Amen.
Thank you.
Speaking of money, Memphis basketball players are making it. I'll tell you how, from who it involves. That's all up next. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Oh, yeah, just laugh.
Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts are going to buy or sell your home. That's the team you need to call. We've been telling you about them for quite a while now, and they excel at this stuff. Whatever the market climate is, whether it's overheated, whether it's cooling down, they are here to help you get top dollar for your home. They know the market. They know what you need to do to get that profit. As much as you can. Upgrade this. Don't worry about that. Work on that. Don't worry about that. That's what they'll tell you. They'll guide you the whole process. Get with them today.
One love. That's the Live Love Memphis group. Just one team to get with. John's right. No matter what the market is, and it's changing every day. Jennifer's made me aware of that. Hey, it's not even what it was like 2 weeks ago. So you need to be with someone on top of things, like he said. So make the call like I did 2.5 years ago. Saved my life, really. It's going to make you a lot of money. 410-8818. Again, that number, 410-8818. They're simply the best in the business, one of the best teams in the country. For our money, they're the best. We'll take care of you, took care of me, took care of our man Contar, Cubbins, so many others, Jane as well out in Oakland. Nothing but success stories when you call Jennifer Carstensen and her hardworking, award-winning team. It's the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com. All right, we're late to get to the rundown, so let's run on.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Lot of news in free agency, and I will attempt to round up some of the highlights. Obviously, Kyle Lowry going down to Miami was one of the bigger splashes. It was a 3-year deal, sign and trade. With the Toronto Raptors, Chris Paul is headed back to Phoenix. Declined the option, the player option for $44 million. Well, he's not going to do that unless he's got something. What he had was a 4-year deal, and that's what we talked about at this point in his career. He's looking for that longevity. Phoenix coming off obviously a Finals appearance, they were eager to, eager to re-sign the will be 37-year-old Paul, 16.
I don't 16 understand.
16 years in the league. You don't understand 4 years, $120 million?
No. I'm sorry. I understand for him. I don't understand it for the Suns. Because here's the deal.
At some point, his body's going to become unraveled.
Bro, it's happening right now.
Yeah. But you could say that for LeBron and other guys like that.
Yeah,
too.
But LeBron is in a different, with all due respect to Chris Paul, he's in a different category. And here's the deal. Chris Paul's contract that he signed in Houston, 2 years ago, we were saying it was the worst contract or one of the worst contracts in the NBA. Now, he redeemed himself certainly last season, and he was awesome.
Like, I'm down from 40 to 30. The problem is the years, you're saying.
Yes, that is because this is going to be – why did Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns get to the finals?
Why?
Yeah. I mean, really and truly, why did they get to the finals?
You're telling me because the Lakers were out.
Because everybody else was broken down. Mm. Everybody got hurt. I mean, that was the truth. Kawhi got hurt, and he didn't come back for the Clippers. I mean, LeBron was hobbled. Anthony Davis was hobbled. I mean, they benefited from injuries in the West. I mean, and that's you don't apologize for that.
So did the Bucks benefit from injuries.
But at least the Bucks had their own to deal with as well. I mean, DiVincenzo didn't play, you know. I mean, and the Bucks were, and they did.
I would say Giannis's was more so the whether or not he's going to get through.
Right.
More
they, you know, they. It,
but let's be real. Trae Young goes out.
Yes.
There's a point in that series where we're going, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. Everybody had to deal with injuries. But my point is that at 37 years old, Chris Paul is going to be much more susceptible. We know this is what he does anyway. He gets hurt. He had the hamstring injury several years ago in the Western Conference Finals, you know, and if he's healthy, maybe the Rockets make the finals that year. It went to a freaking game seven. They had the momentum, it felt like. So look, I know you're a Chris Paul stan. I know this is he's everything
that
you stand for.
Nah, I'm not a Chris
and you
Paul
have
fan.
A fat head in your man room of Chris Paul.
I like how you count other teams' money. Like you're paying the check.
I just think did you really have to give him that much money in that many years?
To get off the 44 this year, you were going to have to give him some years.
You're going to look back at that contract, you're going to say, damn.
No, there's a good chance of that, because by the time it's up, and we saw it and you read it, by the time this contract expires, the man will be 40 years old.
Right.
You're not typically paying 40-year-old guys in the NBA $30 million on average, which is what this one's going to turn out to be. But that said, Chris Paul clearly went healthy.
Yeah.
And again, a key for them is going to be keeping him healthy through the regular season, just like I say it is with LeBron. When healthy makes you better.
I mean, dude is your age, bro. Like, that's the thing. It's like,
yeah, but he ain't got my jumper. He's still, when healthy, you could argue their best player.
How good was he in the finals? I mean,
if Book doesn't have the 240-point games, I believe it was, you can argue he was their best player.
Well, what about
because they didn't show up in the last one.
In the Western Conference Finals, right? I mean, he had some games where he was ineffective. Like, I just worry about that. Like, I guess you have to do it.
You're right to
worry. You have to do it with your son.
They cannot They cannot afford to go backwards.
Right, right. They can't they sell their fan base. We got to the point we're not going to bring back. I'm just saying, like,
you're going to bring back campaign as the starter? No.
Right. But understand that when this is all said and done, the dust settles, that this contract is going to be a bad one. Just understand that. Because it is. You have to do it because you just do. Because of the seasons you had. Like, would they have done it if they lost in the Western Conference Finals?
Maybe there's not a fourth year.
Yeah.
At that point.
But
the Phoenix Suns had no choice. You got DeAndre Ayton and Mikal Bridges still on rookie contracts.
They're going to have to pay DeAndre Ayton soon, though.
They're going to have to, but this won't keep them from doing that. Clearly, they wouldn't have done the deal to this degree.
Right. Well, because y'all didn't give campaign no money.
They've got it right now. No, actually, campaign got robbed. He did.
Somebody said he got robbed.
Campaign's agent should be ashamed. Yeah, should have got him a little bit more.
Wow.
Was it three for 19?
Bro, this dude was literally one jumper away from Beijing, and you're saying that he made making $20 million is robbery? Bro, I think that man could not sign that contract fast
enough.
That
dude had like a 29-10 in the playoffs, bro. Did T.J. McConnell have that? He's getting more. Did you see what he signed for yesterday?
We ain't talking about that.
Yes, we are.
We ain't talking about T.J. McConnell.
We're not talking about, campaign doesn't deserve more than three. He should only get $6 or $7 million a year. We're talking about what the market is giving out. And the market just gave T.J. McConnell like $9 million a year in Indiana.
But look what market he's playing in.
You can't get that for campaign.
But look what market he's playing in.
Now, what I will say, the part you're right on, is campaign sees a good situation for himself. Hell, he probably sees a Chris Paul that's going to be 40 at the end of this thing, says, you know what? I was subbing in him for him this year. I was doing pretty damn good on a team that's went to the freaking finals.
Yep.
So I'm going to give them a discount, and I'm going to do it because I was in China, man. They believed in me. They gave me all that. All that said, you can still do that and get more than the six or whatever it is that he got.
Well, I bet he could have
gotten
more.
Especially when they're giving T.J. McConnell at $9 million in Indiana.
I bet he could have gotten more elsewhere. And he decided, my guess is, he decided to take less in Phoenix because they made the championship.
Yeah, but you're like, he doesn't deserve more in a league that's handing out money this summer, more than some of us thought they would. Jared Allen got $100 million?
I mean, that's Cleveland.
There was plenty of money.
Cleveland is, who knows what the hell Cleveland
had just drafted Mobley.
Evan Mobley, I know.
It's like they gave him $100 million to
Nobody
Jared
has any clue what Cleveland's doing, but let me
that's
ask you this.
That's my point. It's this league. You think campaign could be getting more than six.
Campaign can make $9 million. He should make the same thing T.J. McConnell makes. I'll give you that, right?
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
But let's say that
cost him a couple million.
Well, that's fine. But let's say that the only place you could get $9 million from was a rebuild.
Would you rather
take $6 million per and have a chance to win a championship in your mind, even though they won't?
But again, that's your scenario there. We don't know what was out there for campaign. Again, he's coming
I'm
off.
Assuming he re-signed for a reason.
29-10. I'm assuming there'd be somebody decent
that's
got a shot at the playoffs.
You would clearly give him the max if you had a franchise.
Yeah, what's New Orleans doing right now? Who they got to play it right now? Point guard.
Kyra Lewis.
Oh, please.
They drafted the lottery.
That's why they were so hot and heavy on going after Kyle Lowry. No question. They're ready to hand it over to Kyle Lewis.
Y'all the damn fools who paid Lonzo Ball $20 million per.
It was a sign and trade we had to.
I guess, man. You ain't have to trade for Lonzo, though.
Bro, I'm not going to sit up here and justify Bulls move. We've been a damn mess for years.
So this is what you do. You just don't want to talk about the dumb decision. You just move on.
I'm talking about our locals first. We're not talking about our teams like you'd like to do Raiders, man. Hell, you'd make this a Raiders segment if you could. I'm talking about locals, like campaign, guys that matter around here. You see, Will Barton got two years.
How much of a raise was that? It was a modest one, right? It wasn't a ton.
No, he went
more.
Up. He went up.
Like $3
million
per?
Yeah, it was modest. I think he went up $2-3 million.
I'm a little surprised he's back with Denver, but I guess you find a good situation.
And he gives himself a little flexibility in 2 years. If he's betting on himself that he's going to be good enough to get another one.
This is probably his last big one.
No. He's betting and signing 2 years that he's going to get him another one that could be bigger.
I mean, look, I would have never thought when Will Barton got drafted in the second round, this dude would be making damn near, for his career, $100 million. I mean, he's going to have that chance.
Why not? Why wouldn't you have thought that? If there was anybody that was going to do it from the second round, it was Will Barton.
Well, because he was drafted in the second round.
And should have been a first rounder.
And you got to remember, too. You got to remember, in the first 3-4 years of his career, he didn't even play.
That's why he got guaranteed money. Everybody knew he should have been a first round pick.
I mean, I'm happy for him, man. He made it happen. He got it out the mud.
Are we happy for Derrick Rose? Resigned with the Knicks. And I told you, the idea that he was going to come to Memphis for $6 or $7 million was ridiculous.
Well, we swatted that down immediately yesterday.
Did that yesterday, and the Knicks were smart to retain him as far as I'm concerned. Any other big ones? I mean, we're going to find out on Kawhi, but he'll end up back with the Clippers. That's not changing. We talked about Lowry, talked about Jared Allen getting $100 million from the Cavs. Mike Conley, of course, 3 years, $72.5 million deal. That man knows how to get his money. I'm not going to hate on it.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it, I'll be honest.
But you talk about somebody that's breaking down, brother, and still getting paid.
I could not believe it when I saw
Mike Conley breaking down. Utah is just elected to run it back, and they gave Mike Conley a bunch of money to do it again.
I think you have to find people to give money to at this point when you're these markets like Utah and Memphis and all these markets. If you're not Miami or Los Angeles, you have to find dudes
to pay
money.
I mean, you do have to spend money because there is a floor. I mean, that's just the way it is.
But you got to find a decent quality guy. So who are you getting that's better than Mike for, you just have to pay it.
Well, he's cheap compared to Lowry's getting 30.
Right.
Chris Paul's getting 30. And in this case, what are we talking about? 3 years, $72.5 million.
It's a three-year deal.
But he's cheaper than the other ones.
Cheaper. I know what you're saying. Though.
To me, it's still a hell of a lot of money for Mike Conley.
I'm following
I'm gonna be honest
you on
with
that.
You.
I follow you on that.
And hoping that he's going to be there for you at the end of the season, which he was not. After a great regular season, he was not for them. In a great series, clearly against the Grizzlies, he was not there for them late when they needed him.
Yeah.
So I just, for me, much like John and his hesitance with the Chris Paul deal, I have the same toward Mike Conley.
Yeah, it's
even
the same logic applies.
The same thing,
It's the same. Yeah, I don't think Mike Conley at this juncture in his career is going to get you over the top.
But here's the deal.
Even like Chris Paul did.
They didn't make the finals.
They did not.
Phoenix can tell themselves, we made the finals with Chris Paul. That's why, Utah didn't get there.
But they
had some shortcomings. I don't think a healthy Mike Conley, it gets them there either, quite frankly. So if he had been healthy. So anyway, happy to see Mike get paid. He's the king of that. Mike knows how to cash in. And then how about this one? I know it made John happy. Duncan Robinson, 5 years, $90 million.
Most money ever for an undrafted rookie.
Holy mess, bro.
They're going to tell the tale of Duncan Robinson in white neighborhoods for years to come.
That's right.
In suburbs. All over this country for years.
Shouldn't they?
What school did he go to?
Williams, and then he transferred to Michigan.
Yeah, he went to some liberal arts college.
Was it Williams, and then he got that deal
the
at Michigan?
Is Williams.
It's a Division III college. You went to Rhodes, basically.
I mean, nobody talks about, everybody talks about Ja. Nobody talks about the fact that Duncan Robinson ended up at friggin', Williams. How did everybody miss on him?
I mean,
he's just one of the, he just literally became the highest paid undrafted player ever.
I mean, in Michigan's defense, he balled out, and Michigan was smart enough to go get him from a Division III. He was just an unbelievable shooter.
Lakers added Kent Bazemore, Wayne Ellington. We told you this parade of guys, former vets was coming. Trevor Ariza, and they got Dwight Howard back.
Well, Dwight Howard was one of their best players in the bubble.
He was. I mean, helped them win a title.
He did.
He was fantastic as their backup center.
I don't know if he'll do that again. I mean,
you saw two marks that after they lost to USA that he's coming back to finish out the contract with the Lakers.
Good for him.
And Powell was playing.
Powell's out there.
Neither one of them scored.
Really?
Neither Gasol brothers scored.
I didn't stay up to watch it.
Yeah.
I didn't stay up to watch the game. I mean, I got.
So I think Mark said after the game he's done with international competition.
Yes.
He's going to come back with the Lakers to finish out the contract, and that we think that this was probably the end of Powell's playing days, period.
Let's hope so.
He's probably done.
Yeah, he's
neither one scored. The brothers done so much for Spain. See, Rubio had 38. They lost, by the way. We hadn't talked about USA beating Spain yesterday, but freaking Rubio went crazy.
Well, you know,
said we'll get another year of Gasol with the Lakers next season.
They started ugly, right? The U.S. did, but they've been taking care of business ever since that bad loss.
Yeah, they fixed things thanks to Kevin Durant becoming the all time Olympic men's basketball score.
Carmelo. It was 04 that was the embarrassment, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was the 04 roster, which was, in fairness to, you know, they was not very good. I mean, that roster was Allen Iverson, Stephon Marbury, Carlos Boozer, Emeka Okafor, Lamar Odom, Richard Jefferson. I mean, this was not our best. This was, I mean, of course, LeBron was on that and Dwayne Wade, but they were young. They were just, you know, 1-2 years in the league. That was not our best effort. And we had the redeem team, and I don't know, what is this team? What would you call this team that we got out there right now? It's not the dream team. It's not the redeemed team.
KD's team.
I mean, it really is.
He's
the
ones that lead them through it. Him and Damian Lillard are the ones that put it together.
Yeah.
That's essentially what it is. And then finally, Pelicans, you see what they've done? Have they gotten better, man? You saw they added Devonta Graham.
I don't know if I would say they've gotten better.
No, that's what I'm saying. What is David Griffin doing with the Pelicans?
He's trying to spend money. It's like that Utah conversation. You can't find anybody to give the money to.
I mean, my whole thing, you make the trade for Jonas based on, okay, he's going to help us space the floor more. What?
No.
Okay, all right, well, you did that. All right, well, look at that. Now you're adding Devonte Graham. You lose Lonzo Ball. I mean, a guy who had a relationship with you. You're trying to keep Zion happy. Well, Lonzo, you know, Zion liked playing with Lonzo. He's gone. I don't look at that thing and see an ascending squad in the West. Can it be better immediately right now? You know, with what they've got inside with JV and Zion, sure, maybe enough to be in the play-in, maybe grab the 8 seed. I don't
maybe.
Know. It's going to be tough, though. This doesn't look like you fix this thing and all of a sudden it's about to take off like a hot air balloon. Thing looks like it'd be absolutely dysfunctional, continue to be that. Maybe you miss the playoffs again next year.
Agreed.
We'll see. There's no way they're keeping Zion.
Graham ain't the
not
solution.
With, not with what they're off to right now. Not with the start they're off to in terms
well,
of
Well, look, and I will say this. Like, I think this is a good time to remind people that there were no guarantees about the Memphis Grizzlies when they got Ja Morant, right?
That's why you were so scared about doing the blow-up, is that you look at Sacramento and you say, I don't want to be down.
Exactly.
Phoenix was down for a long time.
I mean, what the New Orleans Pelicans are experiencing right now is very easily what the Grizzlies could have been experiencing right now. But instead, they've drafted well, they've made smart moves, and they've got a playoff appearance to show for it because of it, you know, way ahead of schedule. And that's why we feel pretty good about the prospects of Ja in Memphis for the long term.
You really got some things that helped you in the Conley and Gasol deals.
Yes, you did.
Both on the floor,
yes, you did,
right
and
now.
Off, yeah.
Even Grayson Allen in a way, but JV clearly and what he did helped you with that transition right now. Helped you avoid that hole.
That's 100% right.
Some of these others do when they
push
them.
Because here's the deal. It's going to be hard for them to come back from this perception-wise with Zion in New Orleans. You know, like that, because he's hearing it from everybody right now, I bet. Like, bruh, what are they doing with you? What's the deal? I mean, he's probably going to sign an extension because that's just what everybody does. But, you know, you're on borrowed time with him, it feels like. Because, yeah, I mean, I just don't see how far this team goes. Even with Jonas, I don't really think they got better. And now you lose, you know, you lose Lonzo, which I don't know if I'd have paid him $20 million plus, but he was a good player for them. And now you have big questions at that position. Is it Kyra Lewis time? I have no clue. I liked him in high school, in college, but I, you know, it's a different beast in the NBA.
And then with Grizzlies, they got to subtract before they can add, right? I mean, if you're going to add a backup point guard like everybody's talked about, because you know, Chris Haynes has said Bledsoe won't be here, you're going to move on from him. We've talked about Tyus being on the block. It feels like certainly you want to do right by him if you can. You got to go add a backup point guard, perhaps in free agency. But that team right now has got too many roster spots right now, right? You got too many guys. At some point, you're going to have to subtract before you can add anybody. So could be a minute, it feels like, before we see any news on that.
Yep.
For the Memphis Grizzlies. That's where we're at. Hopefully, we've hit all the high notes of free agency. Moving on.
Next story.
All right, so we've talked a lot about NIL and Memphis and college athletics and how this is going to impact everything. Well, here in Memphis, we're starting to see it. And I'm excited to tell you about this. I was out there yesterday at Jonathan Lawson's camp. And, you know, look, first of all, active Memphis basketball players don't have camps. You just don't see that. They're usually, in past years, they're volunteering for Penny. They're rebounding, for the Penny Hardaway basketball camp. Well, in the new—
Or the free.
Exactly.
Or the scholarships.
In the new landscape, these players are allowed to go out and do their own thing and get paid for it and do it for profit, which is exactly what is happening out there as we speak all week long at Cairo Parks and Recreation. It's a Jonathan Lawson basketball camp. And here's the deal. I got all the details on it. Basically, the way it works is Ernie Kuiper, who runs Hoop City Basketball Club and puts on camps all around town, did it for Desmond Bain last month. He reaches out to the Lawson family. They have a relationship because they won a state championship together at Houston. Johnny played for Hoop City. Right. Keelan has coached for Hoop City before. So there's already a relationship there. So Ernie reaches out, says, hey, I'm the camp guru. Why don't we put you're a future Memphis Tiger. You know, people love the Tigers in this town. Why don't we put together a camp? Why don't we partner up? So that's what they do. So Ernie gets with a local attorney, and this is how it's going to work for everybody, right? This is the process, which I just find so interesting. Ernie gets with the local attorney. They draw up a contract with the terms. In this instance, it's only for this camp. It's not like an employment contract. It's just like, here are the terms for this camp. We're going to split everything down the middle, 50-50. That's camp registration fees. That's sponsorships that we may bring in, et cetera, et cetera. Then you send that over to the Lawson family. They look at it. Keelan told me they had a cousin who's familiar with all this stuff. They read over it. They agreed to it. So then after they agreed to it, everybody signs it. I guess they scan it, fax it, whatever you do, and send it over to the University of Memphis Compliance Department. You wait for the Compliance Department. I guess you upload it into the Open Doors platform. That's what you do. You have this third-party deal, right? So Memphis goes into Open Doors. They look at it. 48 hours later, boom. You're good to go. Enjoy it. Have your camp, but you can't use the University of Memphis logo or name. If you don't want to cut them in.
Yeah, give them something.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So if you notice on all the advertising, it doesn't say University of Memphis guard. It doesn't have a Tiger logo. Oh. I think the number that I was told was 10 to 15%. Wow. Memphis would get 10 to 15% of everything if you use the logo. So they're very careful as to not do that, right?
So how does Memphis handle that? We'd love for you to use our logo and cut us in on this deal.
Sure.
But we understand if you're...
But I don't think they press it.
Of course they
wouldn't
press it.
They don't try to get that done.
Because they're your athletes and you want to keep recruiting high-level athletes.
Yeah. Absolutely. You don't want to get the reputation of
They keep standing in the way of my money.
You know what I find is the most interesting part of your story, John, is that, and I know this is a Memphis thing, this is a kid who probably won't even start for Memphis this year.
100%.
Like, this is the only market I can think of where you could pull that off.
Well, Kentucky, Kansas.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the Blue Bloods.
Yeah. Take out Blue Bloods.
It's no different than the Alabama starting quarterback who hadn't played a game getting $1 million in name, image, and likeness without stepping
foot.
But
it's not
the excitement.
Well, at least you know he's going to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah, but it's not the third quarterback on Bama. This is, in this case, it's Jonathan Law. This is not disrespecting John.
But what I would tell you is I bet you a bunch of those Alabama second and third rate quarterbacks and on down the roster are getting money.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the nickel cornerback is getting money like that at Alabama? I'm just asking.
He's getting something. Yeah. If every Miami player is getting something, Alabama's getting something.
We can talk about the basketball piece in just a minute.
Because I
do have some things I want to talk about with Johnny and the basketball team as well. But when you upload it into the Open Doors platform, you have to say what you're going to get for the opportunity, right? They had the University of Memphis. And they have to track it.
Interesting.
I told you that when this went down, that sure, Memphis might not be sitting in on your deal.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to tell them what you got.
So if it's $10,000, you have to put $10,000 in that deal.
So what they did was you can always update it, right? So because it's fluid. They don't exactly
They don't
know
what the number's going to be with the campers.
Sponsorships and things like that.
Right.
So they put a placeholder.
Oh, man, folk put $5 on that thing.
Of $1,500. That was the place.
Oh, that joker's going to be $10.
I don't know if it'll be 10, but it'll be. I would guess mid four figures. I would guess mid. I'm just guessing. I'm doing some math here.
400 campers, some scholars.
There's not 400 campers. There's. I heard Jeff say that this morning. There's 45.
45 campers.
There's 45 campers.
That's a significant difference.
That's a big difference there.
Okay. But still, let's do the math. 45. Now, not everybody there is paid. Some of those people,
scholars.
Some of those kids are covered. Sure. But let's say 30 are there.
All right.
Paid.
Yeah.
All right. So it's $275 for the week.
All right.
Now, some people paid early. So it was a little
lower.
Yeah. So let's just average it out to $200, okay? Yeah. So 30 campers times $200 is $6,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? So I'm not trying to get in anybody's pockets here.
He's probably got sponsors too, right?
Yeah. Now, I don't know.
Shoe.
I don't know about all of that. I don't think there would be, but it's like businesses around here, right? Like, I know, I talked to one of the sponsors.
Okay.
You know, who's also an ambassador.
Fascinating.
Yeah. But let's just say 6,000 is what they're getting for camp registration. Okay.
Right.
Well, 3,000 of that is Jonathan Lawson's.
Wow.
And then you got that's
beautiful.
And I'm just doing rough general math.
But, go get your money,
but
Jonathan.
By the way, who does this hurt? Absolutely nobody.
Nobody.
This doesn't hurt anybody. This is only a good, because Jonathan's coming out. He's there. He was there yesterday for 4 hours. He worked out with Penny at 6 o'clock in the morning, went through a practice, and before he had conditioning work at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whatever, he was at the camp hanging out with the kids, and it was his time, because these kids can't work, right? They don't get to go get a job at Best Buy or your legal office. They have all these obligations and commitments that they don't have time to do that. So this is a way to put money in their pocket for their time. Obviously, they're valuable because they're high-profile college athletes. This should have been the case long ago. But you're going to see this all throughout, you know, the United States now, like all the, you know, volleyball camps, basketball camps.
Awesome.
And it doesn't hurt anybody, because if I'm a parent, right, and if I have an opportunity to take my daughter or my son to a Landers Nolly shooting camp or a Lester Quinones shooting camp, hell yeah, I'm going to do it. And by the way, he should get some of that. It's his name. It's
hell
him.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know? And so I think it's a great thing, and I know people are a little uncomfortable with it because it's still so new, and we're not used to, you know, ambassador / boosters being able to, you know, funnel money indirectly
straight,
right?
Cash,
like,
man.
It's a new world that we are living in, but I think it's a good one. I think it's a change for the better in that sense, and certainly if the university is going to profit off of them, they should be able to profit off of the university. I mean, I just think that's a very fair trade-off.
No, that's 1,000% true. I do wonder, though, if you're Penny Hardaway and one of your guys is, okay, he's got a camp. What's to keep another guy from wanting a camp and looking at the situation and say, okay, well, where's my camp? You know what I'm saying?
He's got to go get it.
This part, and Nick Saban brought up this, too, in terms of keeping the chemistry on your squad. If one guy's getting a ton, as he talked about with his quarterback, and another guy's not getting as much, he doesn't have as much in his pockets, is that a deal? Or if you're Penny, well, that's on you, bro. Go out and get your brand
absolutely.
Up. That's America.
It's a free market. It's capitalism.
Go get it, bro.
Go get your brand
up.
Or is that kid going to look at Penny and say, well, you know.
Well, Penny's not involved.
I understand that, but he might say, well, can you get me involved with the guy who put together his camp? In this
absolutely.
Case, an Ernie. You know what I'm saying?
Ernie would love to do that.
There would be some.
You know,
hey,
why wouldn't Ernie love to do that?
This idea, I'm just saying, chemistry is important on teams. And this idea we just throw it all out and folks are going to be okay. Well, yeah, because they've earned that.
Yeah.
That's not how kids are. I'm just pointing out would be a real-life situation. Nick's even brought it up. Guys got – half the guys on the team are paid. The other halves ain't got as much. You just wonder whether or not they're going to be content with that.
Yeah.
You got to go out and get it on your own is going to be enough. Or is there going to be some other school that says, hey, you come here, you'll be 1A for us. We've got opportunities for you. That's even more reason for you to leave where you are now.
Right.
Like, keeping everybody happy is what I'm saying right there. You know, you're going to have to be cognizant. You'll have to, if you're a coach, you'll have to be paying attention,
right.
I would imagine.
No, I mean, I think you pay attention. I asked Keelan, I said, how involved was Penny? He's like, he's not. I mean, it's on you. It's on you. It's on you to build those relationships. It's on you to go out and form them. And you're empowered now because you can do that. You know, not everybody's going to have the same thing. Not everybody's going to have the same advantages.
No,
like,
they're not.
It's true. Like, Jonathan has the advantage because he's from Memphis.
Correct.
And he played for Ernie, and Ernie organized. But trust me when I tell you, DeAndre Williams, Les Quinones, Landers Nolly, et cetera, if you are listening, Ernie would love to work with you, right? Like, anybody like Ernie would love to work
sign
with
him
you.
Up.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Come on over. Ernie does a good job with this.
How about Josh Minot, who's coming in at
the
same time?
Yes.
100%. And might be feeling a certain kind of way because a local guy's got a deal already getting a camp. He might say, where's
absolutely.
Mine?
Ernie has a skill here that is accessible and helpful for both parties.
Well, Ernie, a lot of people don't know this about Ernie.
He's a worker.
He started a business called Camp Pros that he sold later on for a lot of money.
Good for him.
And I know he's not gonna let me saying that, but whatever.
Did he have to wait out a non-compete or something?
No, I don't think so. I'm just saying, like, he's got an extensive background in running camps.
Oh,
like,
I guess,
it's his thing. It's what he does. You know.
Yeah.
And there are other people like Ernie. I'm just using him as an example. But he was even like, yo, I want to keep doing this.
What's
I want to keep
pro
working
camps,
with Memphis.
Like, the pros used to do. Tony Allen used to do a pro camp, and there's people
Desmond
he
Bain
hires to
did.
Do that.
Yes, Desmond Bain just did a camp. Two different camps, and they were all with Ernie. I mean, you know, I'm sure Ja Morant's gonna have a camp someday here. If he doesn't already have one in South Carolina, right? Like, I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Jordan used to have one of these up in Chicago, Jason. Like, he'd have them at the little colleges outside of Chicago, and it was big money. I think it was $1,000. You got a pair of Jordans, and it was $1,000, and you got to go to Michael Jordan's camp.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the truth. Like,
I'm sitting up here putting together an idea for the J&J camp.
Y'all, hey.
I'll do a shooting camp.
J&J Lester Quinones.
We'll let you put J&J the 92.9 logo on it. You know, we'll cut us
well,
in.
Well, like, here's the thing. Like, what? Here's the truth.
Why wouldn't we be joking about it, but why wouldn't you? Other folks are going to jump
people
in
do
on
it.
This, too. Once
absolutely.
They
we could, I mean.
Partner with a player.
You
want
to partner with a radio station, cut us in, and we'll give us some of that dope.
And throw together a camp or something.
Well, I mean, look, in the new world of the NIL, we could give, I'm just using this as an example.
Airtime.
We could give Lester Quinones $200 a month. For him to make a weekly appearance.
Right, you can do that.
Like, that's the new world that we're living in. And I know there's some podcast in Nashville.
Sure, they're paying dudes.
That is paying the Vanderbilt quarterback to come on weekly.
Now, you got to be able to communicate, though. You're not giving it to anybody. Communication is going to be a big part of the process for these kids.
And I think, not to have gone on this for a long time.
People are interested in this.
But I think a lot of college athletes expected this to be like a free-for-all. They thought that they were going to be a millionaire as soon as this went into it. But what you have to understand is that just because you play college sports does not mean you're marketable. You know, you have to present yourself in such a way to where companies want to be. Like, for example, I know of two companies, a real estate company and a bank in Memphis, have shown interest in advertising with Lester Quinones, for example. I don't think they've done any deals or finalized any deals. Other than that, I have not heard much, right? I have not heard a lot of traction. I know Landers Nolly has the stock risers thing, the blog. I don't know what the terms of that are. Yeah. But you also have to make yourself marketable. And I think that's going to be, you know, one of the things that you figure out moving forward is if you're not active on social media and you want to make some money, you better start getting active on social media. That's the thing. Now, on the basketball side, learn some interesting things. One is Penny and Jonathan are working out every morning individually at 6 a.m. It's just Penny and it's just Johnny. And Keelan told me that, I mean, Johnny's getting there before the upperclassmen, and that Penny is using Johnny as sort of a tone setter for the upperclassmen. Get your butt in there and get to work. And I've also heard independently that Johnny is among the two or three best players in the summer session.
Doesn't surprise me, because I bet when Penny's running you through all those point guard scenarios and all, like he did for Quentin Grimes, like he did for RJ Hampton, you're getting so much more added to your game.
Yep.
And without a position we think Jonathan at some point is going to be able to handle for them, just makes a lot of sense. You go in there and do the extra work with a guy who played the position at a super high level.
Yep.
And look what we literally saw the reports. So you talked to RJ, what it did for him. We've seen it helped make Quentin Grimes did he end up in the first round?
Yes.
Yes, help make him a first-round draft pick. It makes a lot of sense. You do the run it back with Johnny. Do the exact same thing.
Yep.
Here's what I see when I'm a point guard. I want you to see the same thing. Here's all the decisions you'll have. Woo-woo-woo, you know, all the math going through the brain. I sort of envision that's what he's doing with Johnny. He's going to
–
except here the benefit is for Memphis.
Yep.
You benefit from that. Your basketball team and program benefit from that rather than – as opposed to them just benefiting from it as draft prospects. Should be a good thing.
The best player I've heard has been Lester. That's who I've heard has looked the best. And again, it's just, you know, early practice, whatever, summer session, but that's not surprising.
When you say that, does that mean John could be ahead of Alex?
I don't think so, because I think it's going to be too tough for Johnny to play that position full time as a freshman. I he's going to get a lot of minutes, though. Penny's going to use him in a lot of different places. Like, he's going to have the ball in his hands. I don't know if he's going to be full time point guard. I highly doubt it, because I think he'll be fine with, you know, with guys his size, because he can get past and blow by him, whatever.
Those little dudes.
He's going to struggle with, you know, the ALOs of the league, you know, like the
veteran, smaller guards know where they're trying to get to.
Who can get up on him and stuff like that. So, I don't know if I wouldn't say he's the favorite to overtake Alex or anything like that, but I would say he's going to get major minutes at the one and the two and the three and things like that.
He might play you some zone, too, with all that length.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than have him trying to hold some little 5'11", 6'2 point guard.
Yeah.
Play you some zone.
No, I mean, that's
that
the exciting thing about the roster next season is that you have so much versatility in that sense. Like, you know, Earl Timberlake, let's hope he's healthy. Let's hope he can get out there and contribute.
Big question.
That he won't need any kind of surgery or anything like that. If he can do that, you got him, you got Jonathan Lawson, you got Landers, Lester. I mean, the versatility and the different lineups you can throw out there, I mean, truly are the possibilities are endless.
Somebody gets bumped out of that starting lineup, though, we touched on before you left out of here, if you add Jalen Duren.
Very much so.
Who coming out?
Don't know.
Well, Timberlake, if injured,
that would be
if he can't get through the shoulder. That'd be the easy way.
You would rather him not be injured. You know,
no, I mean, hell, he only got him first round pick.
Right, so
rather
like that's the thing.
If he's out there,
I don't know. I mean, do you put a Lester at point guard? When they lost to South Florida,
get your best players on the floor.
When they lost South Florida, it wasn't his fault, right? Like, it wasn't Lester's fault. Like, oh, they started Lester at point guard, therefore they lost against South Florida. It was a number of things. We didn't get a very long look at it, though. It only lasted about two or three games with Lester at point before Penny went on to the next thing, whatever it was.
Well, he's so beneficial to you in those other areas, you know, having him having to handle that too.
Catch and shoot, yeah. Yes. I mean, if you have him at point, like, I don't know how well Earl Timberlake can handle the ball. I think that becomes the problem, right? The problem becomes, you know, Landers is not a great ball handler. You know, like, he's
nice catch and shoot.
Yeah, spot up guy, things like that. He's just going to stop where he is and shoot the ball.
Uh-huh.
I think that would be the major problem. You want a more full-time ball handler out there with Lester. Take a little pressure off of him. But it'll be interesting. I mean, I think whatever Jonathan can be that guy. You know, if he earns his way up into that spot, I think he certainly will be able to handle it. But that's the latest NIL.
What about Minot? You heard anything?
I have not heard
not
much
this
about
isn't
him.
To put him in
heard,
a certain place.
I heard a lot about him earlier
when he
in the
first
summer.
Got
yeah,
here. Right. That's why I didn't know if there had been any toward
but
here,
I have not. You know, look, he's a friend. I'm sure he's going to hit a wall at some point, right?
Well, just after the Iverson Classic, I think my expectations for him changed a little bit, just based on.
Sure.
I don't think I was as up on
right
what he can be and how perhaps how quickly he can get there.
Right.
Until I saw what he did at the Iverson.
Anyway, that is latest. We're in a brave new world now of name, image, and likeness, and it's going to be bumpy, but I think overall it's going to be a great thing for the athletes. And look, it's why Jalen Duren is considering going to college, because he can make money now. It seems like we'll talk to Adam Finkelstein about this at 125, but it seems like if that was not the case, we wouldn't even be talking about Jalen Duren making a decision on Friday, because that would have already been made. He'd be heading to the G League. Anyway, we'll get into all that a little bit later in the show. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
She nursed him there. Wasn't so sure she wanted him to stay. What to say, what to say. Soon she was down, soon he was low. At a quarter past, a holy note.
It is moving season. School about to start. My wife is back in the classroom, sadly. We love Collierville school districts, but we had four blissful months with baby girl. School starting up, which means, look, you might be on the move. And if that is the case, call my friends at Black Tie Moving for all your moving needs. Thinking about relocating home, office, cross town, cross the country? Give them a call, 316-6196, 316-6196. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis. I know firsthand because I used them twice. They were awesome. Made the process so stress-free. And that's all I wanted. Just don't break anything. Make it stress-free. I don't want to argue my wife about something. And that was all accomplished with the help of Black Tie Moving. They stay on budget. They're on time. They're the best. 316-6196. Book your move now. Moving season's here. Black Tie wants to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving. Change and moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. I saw a tweet from somebody I follow yesterday. They said, NBA free agency mixed with the first week of NFL training camp is God's way of saying I'm sorry for 2020. Like they're like the I'm sorry flower. Is God's I'm sorry flowers for 2020. It is amazing. NFL regular season games are a month away.
Yes, a little bit. You know, 5 weeks and some change.
Well, let's not go that far. A month. Okay.
Well,
it just makes me, it's psychologically, even though
makes
you're,
you feel better,
even
Tom.
Though you're technically correct.
Yes.
A month just feels better to say, you know, because sure. It's closer. Today, by the way, Tom Brady's 44.
How about that? What do you give a man's got everything?
And there's nothing else you can give him. He set the internet on fire with that TikTok. Do you see it?
That wasn't the one with the White House.
No, nah, see, you're just ridiculously out of touch.
I don't follow Tom Brady like you follow him.
I know, dude, but it was like all over the internet.
Was that the speech he did with the rings?
No, it was he was throwing the football into.
Oh, I saw that.
Everybody
mess.
Saw
it was
that.
Fake.
Yeah, but a lot of people didn't know that.
Why would I put any stock into it or care to talk about it with you again, something that was clearly fake?
With a ball-throwing machine that he throws it in between the wheels?
Yes. That thing can't take over, can't catch
a ball. Thought it was real.
I didn't think it was real.
You did.
Everybody in their mama knew that wasn't real.
Bro, a lot of people thought it was real. I swear a lot of people. Because like, I know because I went on Twitter and they did like fact check Tom Brady's, you know, TikTok was Photoshopped. Like they had to like get fact checkers on that. You know, people thought it was real.
It's ridiculous.
You don't get anything. You don't get anything.
You cannot get a ball in that thing when it is pumping out those balls. The wheels are spinning the wrong way.
100 miles an hour.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but a lot.
I don't know how fast, but they're fast.
Again, the average person, you know, the average person does not necessarily know. It looked good. I mean, like, I mean, you got robots in the Olympics that are draining half court shots. Okay.
Yeah, that was fun. It looked like Desmond Bane out there.
You're going to get like.
It's weird to me.
Robot 3-point shooter.
A little two-eye robot for me. Scared the mess out of me.
You now, don't like technology, do you?
No. Yeah, I will say about like, Will Smith.
That was scary in a way.
Yeah.
Like that was very scary.
I told you.
Because like it was this one was slow as hell.
Yeah, it had a little slow. It was like slow mo.
But will the next one be?
Probably not.
You know what I'm saying?
Next one gonna have a crossover.
Yeah. I mean, for real.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I mean, it's
why wouldn't they just, the next one come in here and do your job?
Kyle Anderson out there.
That's what's scary.
Robot.
Yeah, I mean, he
does
was on
that
par.
Thing, does it know the three laws?
I don't know if it does. I don't know if it does. I was like, oh, my God. Like, you know how hard I had to look? Because I did. I was like, robot miss. Like, just show me that he'll miss.
Yeah.
You know, like, show me the laws of gravity.
They don't do it. It's all math. They just program it in.
No, there was a video out there of the him bricking. Yeah, it was half court. It wasn't three. Like,
well, they just need to adjust the logarithm on that thing.
Yeah, and get the metrics.
The damn thing is so big that he can basically just put the ball in the rim from the three-point line. You know, it's 6'10". It's a big-ass
ball. Oh, I didn't know it was 6'10". Good God, it's Jalen Duren out there?
Mm. Yeah, bigger than Jalen Duren.
Well, yeah, he's 6'9", 6'8".
Yeah. It also weighs four times as much as him, too.
It's Santi Aldama size out there?
Yes, Santi Aldama size, absolutely.
We've never seen it.
Yeah, but anyway, just to get back to the point, Tom Brady's 44 now, and let me ask you this. Things broke right for the Buccaneers last season. I mean, I thought that they would be a playoff team with Tom Brady. I did not think they would go that far, and I certainly did not think that they would win the Super Bowl over the Kansas City Chiefs. Do you still have to chalk them as the favorite in the NFC?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very simply.
Because they brought everybody back?
Yeah, they're not the overall favorite. That's the Chiefs.
Right.
And then they've got the second best odds to win the Super Bowl.
Who's third?
That's a better question.
I mean, is it the Bills?
Where does Tampa Bay? Because I think Tampa Bay's right back there.
I think you might have to say the Bills.
Yeah. I don't know. Aaron Rodgers back with Green Bay. You'd put them right there at the top. I'd put the Rams there. You know how much I like them. We were talking about that with Fitzy earlier this week. And then over in the AFC, yeah, to me, Pittsburgh takes a step down. Baltimore, to me, still got to prove it. I'd have Bills. And very quietly, I'd have the Titans in there as well as a team that can possibly get up and make an AFC championship game appearance. Am I saying they're, you know, would they be considered Super Bowl? No, heck no, they wouldn't. They'd be down the list. But I'd have Chiefs and Bills and then, you know, Titans up in there. I know some would put the Ravens above them, but not me. I like what the Titans have done. I think that defense is going to be better. But, yes, I mean,
yes.
The favorites have not changed. KC, Tampa Bay right there at the top. And then I think there's been a little bit of shift with Pittsburgh just because I don't trust Ben. I don't have them as elite in that group of teams like I once did.
Yeah.
But they did. I mean, they started 11-0 last year.
Yeah, they did.
But you can clearly see that Ben is not the same.
Well, I saw this picture, like Adam Schefter tweeted of Ben arriving to Steelers training camp. And he was like, Ben Roethlisberger, the caption was Ben Roethlisberger coming back lean and mean. And dude had a gut. And I'm like, what do you mean lean and mean?
Well, he's already had some soreness, too, if I'm
not mistaken. I mean, that doesn't look lean. You can literally see the outside of his stomach. That doesn't, you know, that's not lean. I mean, maybe for Ben, it's lean, but I just...
The other team we're not talking about, and it probably should be, as a matter of fact, especially if I'm going to mention the Titans, because this one, I keep hearing this offseason, may be the most talented in terms of both sides of the ball, as talented as anybody else in football, the Cleveland Browns. I'll be a believer when it's all happening with Odell in the mix, which he's back now.
Yep.
Things seem to get a little bit simpler for
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.